Hello and welcome to another one of Dr. Jane's 10-Minute Positive Mental Health Podcasts. Now today I wanted to talk about a situation that I would be really surprised that anybody out there hasn't experienced, not first-hand but second-hand. I'm talking about living with a drama queen. Now it's a really old-fashioned term, but it's one that instantly gets to the point. Now drama queens, or at its worst, you know, you could kind of call it a histrionic personality. These are the people that react to every single situation in a overly emotional way. You know, they are excessive in everything, and everything, you know, even if it's just the bus being late, it's a drama. Even if it's just, I don't know, the kettle not working properly, everything is a drama. And if it's not a drama, what they tend to do is make it a drama. Now, as I say, there'll be very few people out there that can't instantly understand what a drama queen is. And ironically, the people out there who are listening to this, not recognising themselves as drama queens, will often be attributing that to somebody else. And that's, you know, to go back to our Freud, that's kind of like classic projection. It's the stuff that you can't actually, you know, recognise in yourself, but you put it onto somebody else. And that's kind of a very, you know, that's a typical trait. But anyway, so yes, drama queens. I'm now going to illustrate this by somebody called Eddie. Now, Eddie, you know, we think of drama queens and we tend to think of just kind of women being drama queens. But believe me, honestly, over my years of experience, you get just as many men that are drama queens as women. So, yeah, I'm going to illustrate this by somebody that I'm going to call Eddie. Now, he was married to somebody called Vanessa, we'll call her, who was kind of, I'm going to come back to her a little bit, but just kind of know that Vanessa wasn't the most exciting of people, which you kind of think, what a odd kind of relationship to get together. But I'll come back to kind of the whys and wherefores that shortly. So Eddie, yes, he used to react to all sorts of things in a really dramatic way, and he would literally throw himself on the floor if he wasn't going to get his own way. This is what, you know, Vanessa used to say that he would do, and he would admit it. You know, drama queens are more than happy to admit what kind of goes on for them, because actually that's all part of the drama. So yes, he would literally throw himself on the floor if he didn't get his own way about stuff, or everything was a drama, you know, from, I don't know, going on holiday. They were going on holiday once, and you can imagine, you know, booking the tickets, getting to the airport on time, finding the hotel, the taxis, etc., etc. Stuff that everybody does. You know, it's stressful for everybody, but for Eddie, this was just the biggest drama you could have going. And strangely enough, they didn't go on holiday often. And, you know, Eddie used to like to go on holiday, but because Vanessa couldn't quite deal with his drama, they didn't go on holiday very often. So yes, he used to kind of react to every single situation. There was an occasion where they were talking about doing some decorating. And of course, you know, it had to be kind of, you know, instead of just getting all the furniture in the middle of the room and just kind of painting and just, you know, making it nice, it had to be, you know, they had to start choosing colours and they had to do swatches. And it turned out that their living room was just an array of different colours, paints, which of course, by the time you've got more than, I don't know, in my case, I can't deal with more than three, but there were dozens of them because he couldn't quite decide what colour they could go. And of course, they, you know, they start bouncing off each other colour wise. So it, you know, you can't pick the right colour. But yet it was just, everything was always a drama. Even just painting their living room became a drama. Now, why do people become drama queens? Now, one of the reasons that they like the drama is because they get a feedback from it. They get other people attending to them. Reluctantly, admittedly, but other people attend to their dramas and their wants and their wishes and everything. And they end up getting kind of like a positive feedback from that because they're getting the attention. So if I get the attention for this behaviour, therefore I will carry on that behaviour. So, you know, that's one reason. Not always, but quite often. And this was the case with Eddie. It can be related back to a kind of like a childhood trauma. Now, when we talk childhood, we could be talking, you know, anything up to the age of 10, 12, you know, even early teens. Because that's when your brain is still kind of developing and functioning. And what had happened in Eddie's case, there'd been a fire in their family home. mercifully, nobody was hurt, but they'd lost their home. And that was when he was about 5 or 6. And he had kind of, that was his trauma. And he would talk about this all the time. His family, the rest of his family, his siblings and his mum and dad, they kind of moved on from it, but he was kind of stuck in it. And it's because sometimes it's about the neural development. And I think this is what potentially, just not completely, but potentially added to Eddie's drama, because it was that trauma of what had gone on. And, you know, when you have such a bad thing happen to you, of course, you know, trauma is, you know, integrity to self and those that you care for and love. And not knowing what was going on for this poor child, of course, what is going to have some kind of effect. And they just kind of got on with it because nobody was hurt. They lost the house, but because nobody was hurt, they just kind of moved on with their lives. They didn't want to dwell on it. And really, maybe that was the time that, because he was displaying, from what I can gather, he was displaying certain kind of characteristics after that he hadn't before. So there was something about a change in character and a change in personality that probably ought to have been at least investigated, but it hadn't been. But anyway, so yes, he kind of ramped up the drama and he would get responded to, you know, tiresome and exhausted as it was, people responding to him, he still got responded to. So of course, then he would just carry on with the same behaviours. So yes, what do we do to help a drama queen and the people that are in that situation with them? One of the things that you've got to do, and it's a long journey as a therapist and as the people that are around drama queens, this can be quite a long journey. This can be quite a long journey. But getting them to understand, the first kind of point is to getting them to understand that they are creating a drama. So say, for instance, when, you know, Eddie's train was late and he'd be straight on the phone to Vanessa saying, my train's late, and, you know, as it often was, and what shall I do and everything. Know that that actually was something about him creating the drama, because, you know, Vanessa would kind of give her soothing tones and suggest, you know, alternative transport if that was necessary. But it was the same kind of script that they were having over and over. But know that when you are creating a drama, he didn't have to phone her. He was perfectly capable of getting himself to work one way or another. He didn't have to phone her and let her know that it was a drama. And then kind of, you know, building your self-esteem, because often people, even though they don't admit it or understand it themselves, people that are drama queens don't have a huge, you know, sense of self-worth and self-esteem. So doing stuff that can, add to that. The simple things, like when you do something well, you just take a moment or two just to pat yourself literally on the back to say, well done, I did that, you know, piece of work well, or I cooked dinner really well, or I got something sorted out. Allowing yourself to kind of hear yourself say that things are good and okay is one of the biggest and quickest ways of starting to build your self-esteem. And the other thing you've got to do is stop being the victim. Like, you know, when Eddie would phone Vanessa to say that his train was cancelled, of course, you know, there's a platform full of people, but as far as Eddie was concerned, he was the only one that this affected. So it's not kind of, it's irritating, it's annoying when these things happen, but he doesn't have to be the victim of the train company or the weather or whatever was going on. So stop kind of being the victim. And living life in the present as well, rather than, oh, well, I can't get to work and this is going to happen and catastrophe. You know, I always say, you know, instead of the what ifs, just replace the F with an S, and it's the what is going on, rather than what, you know, what if, the catastrophe, the catastrophizing. Now, I'd said I would come back just briefly to kind of Vanessa and what her role was in all of this, because they seemed a very unlikely couple on paper, but you know, they loved each other, they absolutely really did love each other. But one of the things was that, you know, Vanessa had to ask herself what the attraction to Eddie was, and because she'd come from quite a staid and, you know, dare I say, it's like, you know, slightly dull background, and she'd be the first person to say that she was a geek. You know, she was a computer program. She was absolutely geeky. So not a lot of excitement going on there. And one of the attractions of Eddie to her was because there was excitement going on there. But it was like, you know, 0 to 100 miles an hour in a split second. So it became exhausting and tiring and overwhelming. And she didn't kind of know what she was doing in her life because she was constantly having to keep up with him. So, you know, one of the things that we, you know, I did see the both of them And one of the things that we worked on, and he would agree with this, there were no secrets, nothing like that. And he would agree with this and was for her to set boundaries. So when the train was late and he would automatically phone her to say, my train's late, drama, drama. She would say, you know, one of the agreements was that you weren't going to tell me. You can, you know, text me when you get to work to say, got to work, train was late, but everything was fine. That's a good thing. But not expect the drama of my train's late and huffing and puffing and throwing herself up, you know, huffing and puffing and throwing himself up and down the platform, which I'm sure if you go to any train station or be on any train when it's delayed or whatever, there's a lot of huffing and puffing going on because that's what people do. What are we going to do when somebody, I remember being on a train and it got delayed outside, you know, where it was meant to be. And I was late, everybody else on the train was late, but you had this one guy pacing up and down, you know, and you're thinking, what are you expecting us to do? We're not going to all get off and push the train into the station for you, but what are people's expectations? What are Drama Queen's expectations of what other people are going to do? But they sometimes get the thing that they want because they behave like that. So there is often that kind of that, as I say, that positive reward loop. It's not positive for other people, but they get what they want, so it's a positive. So she had to set boundaries. They had to agree on boundaries, and that's what they did. And it was kind of quite a good thing, you know, the going to work, the what was else was going on. So instead of instantly, I'll get onto Vanessa and kind of vent about these things, he was able to stop himself and, you know, have conversations rather than just one-way venting, which is what, you know, what was happening between them. And, you know, if he kind of broke any of that, they had a few rules in place that she would withdraw from that. She would not tolerate it. Not she was going to admonish him or anything, but she would just not respond to it, which, of course, he didn't particularly like on paper or actually in practice. But if they, you know, when they stuck to it, it kind of made such a difference to their, you know, the dynamic of their relationship. And as I say, they were a couple that were really fond of each other. They wanted a healthy relationship, but they wanted it not on the terms of his drama all about the relationship. So this has been about drama queens, as I said before, and I will keep saying, we all know plenty of them in one form or another. So I think everybody can relate to this. I have been Dr. Jane. This has been a 10-minute positive mental health podcast. If you go to drjane.co.uk/podcasts, there's a library full of 10-minute positive mental health podcasts for you, for other people in your life. But have a look, have a download, have a listen. It's all there. It's all useful stuff. I will speak to you again very, very soon, and thank you for listening.